Blog Talk Radio. Controlled, all male executed, all male domain, all men all the time. Do you know what kind of woman you have to be to survive, not only survive, but to thrive and to gain their utmost respect, their utmost regard, and to gain the admiration of not only the men you work with, but everybody who encounters you? Do you know what kind of woman you had to be in 1980? You gotta be powerful.
Good evening, everyone. This is Chris on IMTN Worldwide Radio, and this is the Women in Business Show. This is the first show of 2021. So happy to be on the air once again. So before I get started, as usual, the Women in Business Show was started a few years ago based off of posts I used to do on Instagram about women that I knew personally. I would actually do a specific post about who they were, their goals, pursuits, their businesses, and I would just post it on Instagram. And when I decided to create a new show for IMTN Worldwide Radio, I figured, well, why not just call it the Women in Business Show? So that's where that came about. 646-652-4479 is the number. So as we get ready to start the show tonight, having confidence goes a long way when you're pursuing a goal of any kind. It means you're willing to make sacrifices. You want to dedicate all of your time to make sure your dreams happen. That's the mindset of my guest tonight. And she's going to, you know, give you an opportunity to find out more about her. You're going to even be able to ask her questions if you like, call in the show, of course. But she's going to be able to detail some of her accomplishments and also some of the obstacles. It's not easy doing some of the things that she has done. So that being said, let's go ahead and bring in our guest for tonight, the first one of 2021, Ms. Ashley. Let's go ahead and bring her in. How are you doing tonight, Ashley?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing excellent. So first and foremost, as I usually do with any person that I interview, I give them a chance to introduce themselves to the audience. And this is your first time on the show, so go ahead and do that for us right now.
All right. So my name is Ashley Gabriel. I am originally from Massachusetts, and here I am here in Columbus, Georgia.
Wow, that's the fast version right there, y'all. All right, so that being said, we're going to do some detail as far as kind of getting up to speed because, again, you have so much that you have going on, and this is the Women in Business Show. So I want to start off, first of all, to give context. You said Massachusetts. So from between Massachusetts to Columbus, what was one of the main reasons? Because, you know, of course, one – not a lot of people know anything about Massachusetts, except it's a long word, right? So how did you get from there to here?
So I actually enlisted in the Army when I was 19 years old, and I traveled all over the United States and Columbus, Georgia. Well, Fort Benning was my last duty station, and when I got out of the Army, that's where I ended up.
Okay. Well, definitely that would make complete sense with, you know, Fort Benning being one of the larger installations in the country, of course. Being in the Army, you don't have to give us the whole rundown, of course, but what was that like for you? What was your experience being in the military?
I actually really liked the military. I know a lot of people are like, what? But I like the military. I wish I could go back into it. Unfortunately, I sustained an injury that medically retired me. But it was just something about the camaraderie and just all the people looking out for each other. And I feel like it's very different when you get out and it's kind of like you're just on your own.
Mm. Now, that is definitely a perspective I think a lot of people can appreciate. And even with you making that expression like, what, you know, some, a lot of people are dismissive, you know, in certain cases about the military because of, you know, preconceived notions and things of that nature. But most of that is just from the training perspective of, you know, boot camp and all that kind of good stuff. But the flip side of that is like what you just said, there's a lot of camaraderie, togetherness, teamwork and all that. Once you're out, you almost have to like get used to not having that over a period of time because so many people outside of that structure are really like just to themselves, right?
Absolutely. And you're getting people from all over the world, well, not the world, but all over the country. Like you don't know what they've seen, how they were raised, and you're just getting everybody all in one place at one time. And we're supposed to work together. And I don't know. I think that's amazing because, you know, we're all raised differently, all seen different things, different cultures, and it's just nice to have everybody work together no matter where they've been from.
Exactly. Let me ask you this question, one more question about the military. Was there an experience of your travels across the country in the military doing your duties that affected you long term, like something, either an experience or even something that you saw or just anything that you would say kind of puts you in a position where your path is going where it is right now?
So at my last duty station, I was in charge of 5 battalions, paperwork, and you know, it's a lot. It was a training battalion, so there were always people getting in trouble, getting out of the Army or something. But when I was getting out of the Army, the colonel himself came up to me and was like, we want you to work for us as a civilian because the work you've done has been so great that, you know, we want to keep you around. We want you to work for us on the civilian side, it meant a lot to me. It means, like, my hard work was actually recognized, and I wasn't just another soldier in the line.
Wow, that's pretty impressive because that's not, like, normal. So wow,
not at all.
Yeah, I thought about that. I was like, I mean, I don't know everything about the military, but I know that would be kind of out of the ordinary as far as that goes, so that's pretty cool. All right, so let's fast forward a little bit then. So unfortunately, you had the injury that basically forced an early retirement from the military. So at that point, what did you think you were going to do? You knew you had your retirement and everything, but I'm pretty sure, well, just from what I know, you don't like to be idle. So what were your first thoughts? Were you apprehensive? Exactly. Or were you apprehensive?
Honestly,
like, were you worried? Tell us about that.
I had no idea what I was going to do after the military because I expected myself to be in the Army for, you know, 20 years. You know, retire as like either a sergeant major or a master sergeant. So to get out as a staff sergeant, you know, I had no idea what I was going to do next. It was kind of like a shock to me. I really had my career in the Army planned out. But that was just like an obstacle that I had to get over.
Once you kind of got to that point where, okay, well, you know, this is the new reality, what kind of choices did you have or did you, like, how far ahead were you thinking at that point as far as, okay, well, what's the next step? What am I going to do?
I pretty much just jumped right into school. Been working on my degree in kinesiology, which is a study of the body movements, which helped me really take a step back before I started exercising again, just to see how my injury, what movements were hurting me, like how I can make a workout program for me so I don't further injure myself.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So naturally then, since you kind of gave me the perfect segue, let's talk about that a little bit now. Because one of the things that I've, you know, intro to a lot of different people is the fitness part of this interview where you've taken it upon yourself to do a lot of things along those lines, whether it be showing people how to not do certain things the wrong way, and then you yourself in regards to actually being a competitor. So let's talk about that on the health is wealth side of things. Tell us a little bit about your journey post your injury, get yourself kind of back into the swing of things, and how you started to get to that point of becoming a fitness competitor.
So when I got out of the Army, I really just took the time to learn my body, you know, with this injury, what movements were good, what was bad, what caused the most pain. And I took a year just to get into the gym, nice and slow, figure out everything. And then when I was like, okay, I like where I'm at. I like what I can do. I like how much knowledge I've gained about myself, because it was like relearning everything about my body, like what I could lift, what I could do with it. And then once I got to the point where I was comfortable, then I wanted to challenge myself. So I said, why not? Why not compete in bodybuilding competitions? Although I did not know how hard it was going to be, how much commitment it was going to, I still did it, and I love it. It's a sport I definitely could see myself pursuing further.
Wow, that's pretty dynamic. And a lot of people would probably say, well, if you were injured, like, wouldn't you be scared to even really try to do anything? Because you mentioned one of the things was lifting, right? And then you get to the point where you say, okay, well, I'm actually going to go into competition. So that's a whole nother level. So I'm really excited for you as far as that goes, because I do know that you do have a competition coming up, right?
Yep, I have a fashion show where I will be wearing the bikinis that we compete in July, and then I have an actual bodybuilding competition in September.
Wow. So tell us about the competition part of it. So give us a little bit of a breakdown, because there's a lot of people who've never experienced a fitness competition of any kind, although I know a lot of them are televised and things of that nature. But I know the pandemic has probably kind of slowed a lot of stuff up, but now that we're kind of maybe kind of coming out of it, tell people what they can expect if they were to, let's say if they were to support you in a fitness competition upcoming, what would they expect?
My friends already know when I'm in prepping, like, they will probably not see me, because the diet and the calories and the macronutrients, like the proteins, carbs, fats, everything is so strict when you're competing. So it's not like, oh, yeah, I'm just going to go out and have, like, a drink with my friends. I can't do that, because I would have to calculate, you know, the carbs, the fat, sugar, everything that is in whatever I'm going to be drinking. So I just don't do it. I don't even tempt myself with it. But my girlfriends know how to support me. They don't talk about food, anything like that. They just let me do my thing. And
oh, man.
That's it.
Wow. Well, that's the immense discipline that you would have. And that's why I wanted to at least bring it up, because sometimes your goals have to have sacrifices, right? And if tempting is that one item that you just love to eat, or even just going out doing something simple like just having some drinks, you just mentioned the scary part. Oh, well, you have to get a formula to figure out this and that and the third. And I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to just drink this and bump the competition. So you're definitely going to be better than most as far as that goes. So, but the end result is giving yourself the opportunity to not just compete, but to even to win. And then also you just have the personal, what's the word I'm looking for here? The satisfaction of how you do look, you know, when you compete and being on that stage and things of that nature. I know it's not the easiest thing. It might be a little bit scary, but when you're confident, it's a lot easier, right? I'm sure.
Absolutely. I feel like a lot of people will look at other competitors and compare their body and just say, like, oh, like, my body's not good enough for, you know, this show, or not good enough to compete in this. But I don't look at a single person that I've seen compete, because their body's not like my body. my body needs different macros than their body needs. So I just focus on myself. But I know a lot of competitors look at their competition, but some of us need to just focus on what's in the mirror and how we can improve ourselves.
Perfectly said. 646-652-4479. Ashley, hang with us for a little bit longer. We're going to take a quick little break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about modeling a little bit more in detail as well. Everyone, this is the first Women in Business show of the new year, 2021. My guest is Ashley Gabriel, and we'll be right back on the Women in Business show.
You have been listening to the Women in Business show with Chris Royster. Make sure to follow IMTM Worldwide Radio on Facebook and Instagram, and listen to the past shows on Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Spreaker. Thank you for listening.
This is Chris on IMTM World Rock Radio, and this is the Women in Business show, the first one of 2021, 646-652-4479, for those who might want to call in and ask our guest tonight, Ashley Gabriel, in regards to some of our topics so far this evening. She is somebody that can definitely answer your questions for you about fitness and a bevy of other subjects, but let's do this. Well, first of all, how are you doing tonight, Ashley, so far?
I am having a really good night. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing even better now that you said that. Yay. So we've talked a lot about, you know, your past and your present. We're going to get to another aspect of your skills and abilities, modeling. Now, for the audience, I had an opportunity to actually have a photo shoot with this young lady. And we have some great images that are out there floating around in cyberspace. You have to go check them out. We'll tell you where to go a little bit later. But tell us about modeling for you and what it means to you to be in front of the camera on a periodic basis, types of modeling that you like to do, and what you would like to do with modeling, you know, in the future.
Honestly, modeling was not something I really expected myself to do. Just I did a photo shoot around Valentine's Day last year, and it was a lingerie shoot. And honestly, like, I wasn't very confident because it was my very first one I've ever done in lingerie. But as soon as I got those pictures back, I just fell in love with modeling and posing and just doing things, moving my body in ways that make it look more appealing. And that was really it for me. I just wanted to shoot more often from there.
Okay. So is there a genre that you enjoy more than another, or it doesn't really matter?
Honestly, I think I'm more comfortable with lingerie. I mean, at this point, I've done so many lingerie shoots that that's kind of just been my thing. But honestly, I kind of like shooting in dresses too. Like that one time we shot in the dress, I was like, wow, this is actually kind of nice to be girly and feminine.
You were very pretty. And as hot as that sun was on that bridge, we made it happen though.
That was such a hot day.
I didn't know it was going to be that hot. I promise. I really didn't. But we still knocked it out. And if you want to see those images, folks, of course, you can visit imtnworldwideimages.com or imtnworldwide on Instagram. And Miss Ashley will tell you her social media at the end of our interview as well. So let's talk future. So with fitness, being a fitness competitor, making those sacrifices when needed a couple of times a year, your modeling and how that's taking off and things of that nature, what do you foresee for yourself over the next few years?
Honestly, I have not even thought about where this could actually go. I have thought about being like a brand ambassador for a few fitness companies and just, you know, small things here and there, but I love modeling. So I'm open to anything.
Well, that's key, because at that point where you're not, there's times to be precise about certain things and times to be in general about things. And with modeling, because there's so many different facets, there's hair and beauty, there's a swimsuit, there's lingerie, as you mentioned, fashion, things of that nature. So as long as you don't mind being in front of the camera, it's easy at that point. And then it's just a matter of, you know, the opportunities opening themselves up to you, because you're not going to be perfect for every project, but as long as you're available, you have a chance, right?
Exactly.
So first and foremost, Ashley, I want to say thank you for taking out time tonight. I know you are busy right now. It's a pleasure to have you as my first guest of the new year. I want everybody to know how they can actually, you know, follow you on social media as you continue your career and be able to support you. So tell everyone where they can find you on social media.
All right. You can find me on Instagram. The name is The Beastly Beauty.
And I'm going to get you to shout out your other page as well.
Oh, my other page is ashley.modeling. Pretty simple, pretty easy. That's where I post most of my pictures, my newest stuff with the photographers. Yeah, that's where you can find me.
See, don't worry. I got your back, Ashley. I got your back. So, again, thank you so much for taking time out. Definitely as the year progresses, I will be following along, and when it's time for your competition, I'll make sure I shout that out for everybody so that way they'll know about it as well. And I'll definitely look forward to working with you in the future as well myself.
All right, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. Now, you take care out there, okay?
All right, you too.
And that was a wonderful interview to start off the new year, 2021, on the Women in Business show featuring Miss Ashley Gabrielle. One of the things that she mentioned was the sacrifice part. And a lot of people forget. Sometimes people forget. I just think that some people just don't put that much into it when they know that sacrifice might be a reason that they don't do what they say they want to do because the sacrifice is too much for them. You know, they don't want to avoid those foods. They don't want to put time into something more than doing something else that might not be that important, right, at the time, for the sake of the goal. You know, and to set goals for yourself, to actually be a goal setter is important when you're pursuing a dream. That's what Ashley is doing. That's what she's done so far. But also she's become proficient at it. I mean, there's studying that she's done. She's learned certain things, techniques. She mentioned in regards to just the lifting and as far as bodybuilding and things of that nature, she had an injury that caused her to have to be early retired out of the Army. So for her, she had to she had to relearn a lot of things. A lot of people wouldn't have done that, wouldn't have gone that far with it. So pretty impressive with her. And again, like I said, I had an opportunity to actually have a photo shoot with her, so I know a little bit more about her. And she's definitely, you know, as impressive in person as you heard her on the radio here. So again, the purpose of the Women in Business show is to give a little insight to different people that you've never heard of before, okay, and to maybe relate to them. You there's a lot of people out there who've been in the Army. Some have had different experiences. You know, her, she said, was pretty good. There's some who will say, not so much, you know. But just listening to her, it gives some people an opportunity to where, you know, maybe they can rethink their situation, take the best out of a situation rather than the worst possibly, right? Again, make sure you go visit IMTN World Images and IMTN Worldwide on Instagram to see some of her current images as well. There's going to be an article about her that we'll be posting on the imtnworldwide.com website as well, to where it'll give a little bit more of a storyline to what she's done so far, and it will include her pictures and this radio interview and some behind the scenes. And I forgot to bring up that one particular item of our photo shoot. I really wish I had not forgotten that till just now. So I'll leave it for the article, so that way y'all can hear her say the story herself. So that being said, that's going to wrap up the show for tonight. Can't wait for the next one. I do have in mind who the next guest is. I just have to get them to confirm. But in the meantime, y'all take care. This was Chris on IMTN Worldwide Radio. This was the Women in Business show, the first one of 2021. Can't wait till the next. Till then, y'all take care.